Eric, you recently got a promotion.
I did. Now am the East Market President for Antstaff Bank, which very simply defined is Baxter and Marion County.
What is Baxter and Marion County? When you think of the banking community for Baxter and Marion County, how do we compare? How do we rank?
Well, a lot of people would tell you that we're heavily banked. People come to Mountain Home or other towns in that area and would tell you there's a lot of banks. That generally means there's a lot of deposits here.
When people are unfamiliar with our community, one of the shocking statistics for everyone is always deposits held within our county. It's a lot higher than people would ever think.
It is. It very much is. And I think whenever somebody mentions to me that there are a lot of banks, that's the answer to that question. A bank will only exist if there are enough deposits to support it. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are different philosophies in terms of being a customer with a bank. Local banks tend to loan locally. They don't loan on a national scale. So you could make the argument that the money is reinvested locally versus what a large national bank may do.
Instead of investing that back into the schools and the community. Or
schools, community, new businesses.
Nonprofits.
In our area, nonprofits, you name it.
The banking community has changed greatly over the past decade, maybe even like the past 20 years for sure. You don't find as many local banks. I mean, it's been a mass consolidation.
It has. I think regulation has had something to do with that. Certainly the downturn in 08 had something to do with that. Locally, we still are fortunate to have some what I call community banks.
I'm sure you get asked every day, when are interest rates going to get lower?
I wish my answer would be now. As somebody that loans money, it would sure make a better message to deliver to folks. The current messaging from the Fed is another 1 to 2 increases this year.
How do we help those caught in the middle when, you know, you're looking at trying to borrow money and the interest rates are just making it so hard to just go about everyday life?
A lot of the news out there right now would be about car payments. There's a lot of folks paying $1,000 or more for a car payment and not necessarily driving a luxury vehicle. That'd be the first point that probably pinches most people. Anybody that certainly has credit card debt, meaning amounts that are not paid off on a monthly basis, those interest rates vary with prime and they've gone up tremendously.
How do you grow your local economy if that's the case?
It helps that we've got a lot of people wanting to come here. The ability to work remotely. We've had a lot of folks move here that live here, spend money here, but may work for a company in another state.
On the flip side, CD rates right now. Have you ever seen them this high in your banking career?
I have not. My banking career goes back to 2006. Now you can go out and find 4 or 5% CDs that certainly if you're a saver, if you're in that position, that's an incredibly safe investment and a pretty good return on your money.
In your new role, as you look for the next decade of banking in this community, what are your top priorities?
Obviously, I'm involved in my position in a lot of community organizations. I had meetings today with one of those about some community-based initiatives to try to grow the area the correct way, in a way that benefits everybody here. But it's all part of a bigger focus of making sure this place stays the great place that it is.